Once upon a time, two little children were born, a boy and a girl, and they both had golden stars on their forehead. Their father was a king, and their mother was kind and good, but they had some relatives who were really selfish and jealous and not very happy with their own lives. So these horrible relatives put bandages over the children's foreheads to cover up those golden stars, and then they put those babies in a wooden box, and they threw the box in the river. And they, if that wasn't bad enough, they wrote to the king, who was away doing the work of the kingdom at the time, they wrote to the king a letter, and they said, "Your wife has given birth to two ugly cats." Strangely enough, I guess the king must have been really distracted by the work he was doing, because he believed that ridiculous story, and he was very upset, and he wrote back a letter that said, "Well, in that case, put the queen in a dungeon and forget all about her." Well, so now, with the queen in prison and the children gone away down the river, there was nobody to tell these greedy, selfish relatives that what they were doing was wrong. Well, the children in their box floated down the river until the box got stuck in a mill. And the couple who maintained the mill pulled this box out of the river, and they opened the box, and they were astonished to see these two little faces looking up at them. They already had one child of their own, but they wanted to make a home for these two children as well. And so they fed their three children all the same, and they clothed them all the same, and when they got old enough, they sent them all to school. But no matter how hard they tried, the millers could not get the bandage off the children's forehead. Well, the children grew up to be strong and smart. They were diligent with their schoolwork, and they helped around the mill. They did a lot of chores. But eventually, they began to wonder about those bandages on their forehead. And so they asked their parents, "How come? Why do we have these bandages?" And so at that point, the parents had to explain to them, "Well, you arrived in our family in a box floating down the river, and you came with these bandages on your forehead." Well, this seemed to be quite a mystery to the children, and they wanted to find out how they ended up in a box in the river. So they asked their parents, could they go on a journey to find the answer to the mystery? Well, the parents weren't too excited about letting them go, but finally they decided, since the children wanted it so badly, they would allow them to make this journey. And they gave them lots of hugs and kisses, and they gave them bundles full of food, and they gave them 7 golden coins. Bandages on their forehead. What could it mean? They would go on a journey to find out. Now, here in the church, we're in a time of year called Lent, which is a time for journeys, and a time for finding out who we really are, deep inside us, in our innermost selves, who we are. And you have all been given a gift for your journey of discovery in Lent. You all got a bracelet. If you didn't get one, I still have some. Did everybody get one? Does Savannah have one? Good. Do you have one, Savannah?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so all of the bracelets have a word on them, and that just might turn out to be something that you need on your journey. Lent lasts all the way until Easter, when we celebrate Christ's resurrection. And until then, we'll be leaning on our strength or our love or our faith or our dream or whatever, our courage that we got from God. Okay, so let's join hands now. We're going to hear more about these two children and their journey next Sunday and maybe the week after too. Oh, do 3 hands in one place. Alex, hold hands. You know, 3 people can hold hands at once. Just reach up here. You can do it. Good. Okay. Dear God, we thank you already for what we're going to learn about you and learn about ourselves in these 6 weeks of Lent. We thank you for the gifts that you give us that help us through the journey of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.